Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam. The month of June has begun. And this is the month when all the students used to gather for the beginning of the new academic year. And this is that time when we used to really feel that another year has started. Because with the fresh faces and Swami returning from Vrindavan, preparations would start slowly for the Guru Purnima, and with the invoking of the Guru, then the Prashanthi Nilayam calendar would begin gloriously. Every Guru Purnima was special. And every occasion, there was Guru Purnima celebration. Bhagwan made it special. Of course, things are very different in these times. You may not be able to step into Prashanthi Nilayam, but your mind is connected to Prashanthi Nilayam. As you step into Prashanthi Nilayam in your mind's eye, those memories of being in this holy hamlet fill your being. You put one step in Prashanthi and enter into the sacred ambience, and your every step says Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Your every breath says Om, Om. Your every thought says Sai, Sai, very Sai, Sai, Sai. Your heart beats saying Sai Ram, Swami, 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 waiting for darshan, waiting. Your every particle says, serve, serve, serve. Your hands, your limbs, everything wants to only serve. You forget yourself. You want to see Him and serve Him. And that is what is Prashanthi all about. And that today, if you see all the people who are connecting to Prashanthi, they are doing this. They are thinking about Bhagwan, and they are extending their hand, and they're reaching out to those who are in need. Even as there is this second wave of the pandemic, there is successive waves of selflessness. You go to every state of India and you would find such beautiful, moving, heart-touching service that is going on. In fact, today, 11 o'clock, we will share with you a conversation that we have had with one of the state presidents of Tamil Nadu, Sri S.R. Chandrasekhar, and he talks about this service of delivering food packets to the COVID affected in the state of Tamil Nadu. And when you hear the patients, when you hear how these people are so, so grateful for having been served, because when they are so weak, when they thought there is nobody who, even your neighbors don't want to come and talk to you, no one wants to come to your home, no one wants to come anywhere near your vicinity, but there is someone who thinks about you, thinks about your welfare, thinks about your nourishment, thinking about how you can be back on your feet So we are going to listen to this conversation today at 11 o'clock in Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And as I share this, as I tell you this, there are so many service initiatives all over India and in the world. Yesterday, I was seeing a video where devotees in Kathmandu, in Nepal, they are serving 600 people every day with hot meal. They are giving dry ration to hundreds. There are so many people who have lost their jobs. And they are going to the home of physically challenged. In one of the homes, many of the inmates are COVID affected. So the doctors are going there and serving those patients. Who will care about them in these times? And this is something that we want to share with you more and more in the coming weeks. We are documenting these stories. We are reaching out to all those people, and we want to give you this wave of uplifting, spontaneous cascade of compassion that is sweeping across India and the world. And these are times when we need strength, when we need courage. And just to add a zing to the whole thing, in our kids channel, Sri Sathya Sai Kids World, we have for you a song for the little ones, and anyone can enjoy, but in the kids world, there is this song, Be Like a Lion, and this is for the children to be inspired, for the children to fill themselves with strength and courage, and as we see them so strong, we should also bravely face no matter what we have to face. Because once we are strong, once we are brave, once we have that courage, once we have no fear, we will rise no matter what. Fear is, as they say, face everything and rise. F-E-A-R, face everything and rise. To rise is what, how we should understand fear. Let me give you a glimpse of this little song, Be Like a Lion.
Hello, children. This is Ryan. Say hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan didn't sleep very well and he's feeling a bit anxious, aren't you, Ryan?
Yes.
Ryan, would you like to hear a new song I made? It might make you feel better.
Yes, please. What's the song about?
This is a song about courage, and it's about the king of the jungle. Do you know who that might be? Which animal is the king of the jungle?
Is it the lion?
Yes, it is. Well done. Well, the lion, the king of the jungle, has got lots of courage. And when he's not feeling anxious and feeling very confident, he makes lots of roaring noises. So we're going to make lots of roaring noises in this song. Would you like to try?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's try. I'm going to say a roar, and then I want you and all your friends to also say roar. Roar!
Roar!
Try a bit louder. Roar!
Roar!
Be like the lion. Can you roar, roar, roar? Be like the lion. Can you roar, roar, roar? Be like the lion. Can you roar some more? If you don't want to be frightened of noises in the dark, if you don't want to be scared when you hear a loud bark, then all you have to do is stand up tall and jump up high. Now lift up your arms and reach for the sky so high. And then you roar, roar, roar.
So that's just a glimpse of the Be Like a Lion song that we have in our kids channel, Sri Siddhi Sai Kids World. You can enjoy the beautiful animation visualization of the song in Sri Siddhi Sai Kids World. And like in every Thursday, we have the satsang, 7:30 to 8:30 this Thursday. Today we are going to have a conversation with Colonel Malhotra. He's someone who served for over 30 years in an active combat role, both as a paratrooper and as a Black Cat commando. And he had the blessing of coming to Bhagwan way back in the 70s and has had any number of opportunities of interactions with Swami. So you're going to listen to his story. There are beautiful anecdotes of divine omniscience, omnipresence, and the way Bhagwan protected him, the way Bhagwan made impossible things possible for him. So that's coming up tonight in the satsang at 7:30. In the previous week, last week, you heard the satsang with Mr. Sai Surendranath, one of the very, very senior former students of Bhagwan's University, and he talked to us about Bhagwan's visit to Kodaikanal, the very first visit, and the chills and thrills of it, and the beautiful lessons that Bhagwan granted to that first batch of students who were fortunate to be part of the Kodai entourage. And if you have missed listening to this, it's a really lovely satsang. Please look for it in our channel, Sri Siddhi Sai Official, and enjoy this conversation. Every Tuesday, we offer you Sri Siddhi Sai Sangeet, and we just have uploaded 2 days ago the beautiful presentation made by Ms. Rupa Panesar, one of the finest sitar players to emerge on the Indian music scene in the United Kingdom. And she was in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan, and she has had the opportunity to present her music at his lotus feet on several occasions. In October 2012, she was part of the group from United Kingdom wherein they made a presentation called Sai Anandam. And in our Sri Siddhi Sai Sangeet, we offer you her beautiful presentation made in the Sai Kulwant Hall. Here is a glimpse of it. You can listen to the whole thing, enjoy it in our channel, Sri Siddhi Sai Official. So that's a glimpse of the concert uploaded in our YouTube channel, Sri Siddhi Sai Official, as part of Sri Siddhi Sai Sangeet. So you can enjoy the whole program in our channel. There are many lovely programs that you would find in our Hindi channel, Sri Siddhi Sai Premavani. There are lovely conversations being uploaded there. Same with Sri Siddhi Sai Sandesha Jhari, our Telugu channel. There is short clips of conversations with Mrs. Padma Kasturi that you should not miss for those who understand Telugu. Similarly, you have Sri Siddhi Sai Amritavani, where we have been uploading programs in Kannada channel. So there is so much for you to fill yourselves with whenever you have spare time in these moments when we need strength, we need hope, we need the power to believe in ourselves. We need to strengthen our prayers. We need to have stronger conviction in the power of the divine, because it is only that power which we have, which can surmount anything and which is accessible anywhere and which is our only true friend. So no matter where we are, let's connect to that power. Let's connect to Prashanti. Let's never lose an opportunity to serve, and let us feel that peace within. And once we are in that Shanti, let's make it Prashanti by sharing it with everyone. So we continue our Thursday offerings like we do every week. And I pray to Bhagwan that this marks the descendance of the peak of the pandemic that has begun to slow down in many places, and we hope and pray that once it subsides, we will be able to see Prashanti flowing with people from all corners of the globe and devotees everywhere gathering to celebrate His glory, His message, His melody, and His love. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.